over the course of the pandemic, there have been lots of opportunities to look back and try to learn from history, especially during the Spanish flu. And you have a piece in this month's issue that really goes back and takes a look at the unintended consequences of some people who were just trying to help.
Yeah. Historian Stephen Fox, who lives in Silver City, recently presented a history of the Spanish flu in Grant County for the Silver City Museum. And he has transformed his presentation into a very fascinating article about how the disease spread through Grant County in 1918. Sadly, it was like a group of gracious women who traveled from Silver City to the mining town of Mogollon to take care of miners who had contracted the disease, and then they brought it back with them to Silver City and the rest of the county. Ultimately, the Spanish flu took 50 million people worldwide.
And next, quilting is pretty serious business. And you have a story about the unique offerings of one Las Cruces quilter.
Mia Kalish took part in an international quilt contest and brought home the second place prize. And there's a story in Desert Exposure talking about how she created the quilt and adapted the design, which is all based on fabrics of the Cafe Collective, which are just fabulous, beautiful art creations of fabrics. And the Cafe material collections are available at Thread Bear Quilt and Yarn Shop in Las Cruces. There's also space there to work on quilts. Everything is big and socially distanced. Kalish took the second place prize internationally in the quilt contest, and her quilt is there to be seen on the wall at Thread Bear.
We've all noticed the increase in the price at the pumps, but another area where we've seen a significant price increase is the price of herbs, and that's made it difficult for one Silver City business.
It certainly has. Bear Creek Herbs in Silver City has found that their sources for herbs have skyrocketed in their prices. And so store owner Nava Koenigsberg has shifted her inventory, looking into products that are easier to get but accomplish the same goals and remedies as some of the herbs that have come from places that are no longer accessible. She's also taken to growing more of the herbs in her own garden. Bear Creek Herbs earned a Downtown Silver City Strong Award from the local Main Street program for its ability to find new and creative ways to operate during the COVID.
It would probably come as no surprise to hear that sexism is alive and well in the horse world, but not quite in the way you might think. Explain.
So Scott Thompson has been training horses for a really long time, well over 30 years. And he has found that people make assumptions about the behavior of mares in particular. People have been stereotyping female horses so long that with the idea that they are more difficult to manage because they kick, they're unpredictable, and harder to handle. But Thompson says that the problems people encounter with horses are more likely to be related to how an animal is trained and treated during its growing and learning process with human beings rather than with any predisposition for behaviors based on sex and color.
I will tell you, they are terrible drivers, though. Let's stay on the topic of horses for the final offering for this month's preview.
So the Backcountry Horsemen Group are at it again. They're an extremely active group in Grant County, and currently they are working and clearing trails in the Gila National Forest, not only for horse people, but for anybody who likes to use those trails. And they have a schedule available for anyone who wants to help clear the trails, which is going to be happening all summer. And for anybody who wants to go out and enjoy walking or riding the trails, they have a map of the trails that have been cleared.
Find all this and more in the March issue of Desert Exposure. Thank you, Elva, for the preview.
Thanks, Casey. Have a great week.